The women's pro basketball playoffs begin with 8 teams seeking a title. The favorites include the Chicago Sky. They're trying to become the first back-to-back champions in 20 years. And some notable players are both playing and absent from the postseason. So let's talk it all through with NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, can we take stock of the WNBA? We just mentioned the first back-to-back champions in 20 years, which is just to note that this league has been around for a while. Are they getting to be a big cultural force?
I think they are. Questions are less about will they survive and more about how fast the league can grow by attracting more fans, more viewers, more sponsors. You know, one interesting step forward during these playoffs, in the finals, the league will pay for the two teams to fly charter. WNBA players have long complained about flying commercially. They deal with delays and cancellations and cramped seating like all of us, and it's tough on them physically. They've also said flying charter would be a true sign that they are professionals and being treated that way. Now, some owners have been willing to pay for it. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert has said it would cost way too much money and jeopardize the financial health of the league. But baby steps, Steve. All the finalists will fly charter this time.
The finalists. So before that, they'll be going commercial. They're going commercial to this opening round.
Yeah.
Which games and which teams stand out to you?
The Seattle Storm against the Washington Mystics is going to get a lot of attention. They're both recent WNBA champs. Seattle won in 2018 and 2020. The Mystics were wedged in between in 2019. They finished with identical records this regular season, so it should be close. And a lot of great recognizable players. For Washington, forward Elena Deladon and her matchup against Seattle's Brianna Stewart, both former league MVPs. And Stewart is this year's AP Player of the Year. All eyes, of course, on Sue Bird, Seattle's elder stateswoman point guard who's retiring at the end of the season, whenever that is for Seattle.
And just the fact she's been around so long is another sign of the endurance of this league.
It is 19 seasons for Sue Bird. She will retire as the career leader in assists. She's a passing wizard, one of those players teammates love to play with. And she's also credited with helping spur the growth of women's sport in Seattle and even nationwide. In a recent press conference, she talked about the significance of her generation of players back when the WNBA's future was more tenuous. Here she is.
The WNBA has turned a corner recently, right, in the last couple of years, in terms of popularity, people talking about us, marketing opportunities, and that wasn't always the case. But the one thing we could always count on was the product on the floor was going to be amazing. And I personally feel, and I'm sure I have bias, but I personally feel that that generation, we kept the league afloat.
So fans get to see Sue Bird one more time. Who do they not get to see?
They don't get to see the great center Sylvia Fowles, who, like Bird, is retiring. Fowles after 15 seasons, but her Minnesota team failed to make the playoffs. She finishes as the WNBA's all-time rebound leader and an 8-time All-Star. The Phoenix Mercury, they are in the playoffs against the number one seed Las Vegas Aces, dealing with huge losses. Another legendary guard, Diana Taurasi, sat out the end of the regular season with injury. She's questionable for the playoffs. And, of course, center Brittany Griner remains in Russia in custody, where she's been since February. With all that, Steve, it's amazing the Mercury got to the playoffs, but it's expected to be a quick run for them against a very good Las Vegas team.
And we'll continue following that story of Griner. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Steve.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.